This is your home for Progressive Talk. AirAmericaRadio.com.
And here we are, 5.5 years after 9/11. And the fact is, I would argue, we're losing the war around the world with Islamist extremists, and they are, in fact, gaining ground.
Parliament has signed a petition.
No, it was not true.
The U.S. should go.
No, not true? No, you know, some people were deceived.
So they signed it under false pretenses,
Yes.
George, let me tell you, I've lost a lot of confidence in many of the military leaders because they say what the White House wants them to say.
Including General Petraeus?
How can you say things are going well when casualties in the last 2 months are the highest level in any two-month period during the war?
This is America with John Elliott.
The most serious show in the history of mankind continues. 7 minutes past the hour. Welcome back to the Air America Radio Network. My name is Craig Elston, filling in for John Elliott on Air America Radio. John is in New York. He's doing the Talkers Convention this week. He'll be back here on Monday in his regular time slot. Kind enough to let me slide in here at from AM 1360 KLSD in San Diego. Hour number two of the program. Open phones continue. This is an open topics, open point of view program. Any point of view is welcome. Just come on in and give me the same level of respect that you'd expect for yourself. 866-303-2270. Have some callers who have been patient on hold. I'll be getting to you as well. I've got a terrific guest lined up for you, and if you've never heard him, then I feel privileged to bring him to you tonight on the Air America Radio Network. He is the lead writer, creator, investigative reporter, and all-around do-gooder for bradblog.com. Brad Friedman, Saving Democracy by Bashing One Electronic Voting Machine at a Time. He joins us tonight on Air America. Brad, what's happening, my man?
How are you, Craig? Good to be here, brother.
Live from Los Angeles, Brad Friedman. So a couple of left coasters taking it coast to coast tonight.
That's it. Barely live from Los Angeles. And I don't believe I've been on John's show before, so I'm glad to be here with you, my friend.
Outstanding. If you haven't checked out www.bradblog.com, please do. Brad, as I mentioned in the first hour, is, as far as I'm concerned, one of America's preeminent, if not the preeminent, election integrity reporter, journalist, investigator. This man knows his stuff. He's got a lot of the keys to the kingdom, which we're going to try and show you as many. We'll rattle of them, as many of them in front of your face as we can here in the time that we have and see what we can figure out. Brad will take your phone calls at 866-303-2270. So if you already know what you want to talk about with Brad, go ahead and do so. Brad, I got to start with the first thing that's got the screaming siren on the top of bradblog.com, an exclusive that you are breaking, and this goes back to the semi-tragic story from the past couple of weeks of Cindy Sheehan throwing up her hands and getting ready to sell Camp Casey in Crawford.
Yeah, great news, actually. The property that she has down there, Camp Casey, as it were, has now been, will be tomorrow purchased by actually a San Diego citizen and a progressive radio talk show host, Bree Walker, who has a, she's got a show up here in Los Angeles. She was a longtime, TV news anchor down in San Diego, up in Los Angeles, out in New York, and, she's a great progressive. And, I talked to her late this afternoon. We got the exclusive story over at Bradblog, of course. And, she's going to, have Cindy tomorrow on the air on her show, and she's gonna give Cindy a check. Cindy's gonna give her the deed to the property, and, she has promised to, keep it open as a legacy to peace, as she says, keep it open for the public down there in Texas. And I can't think of, frankly, a better person for it to go to.
Well, that's great news, Brad, because the story that had come out in the week that passed, and you know, it's sad to see what happened with Cindy, a good woman who has been acting from the heart for a long time, and I think got caught by the wave You never know what's going to happen when that national eye focuses on you. I really think it is a maelstrom, and you never know where you're going to wind up landing. And she has had some of the most degrading things said about her and to her, and finally it's worn her down. I think it's sad that, and yet probably the right thing for her to do, just speaking of it as a woman in this stage of her life, to back away for a little while, get out of that limelight and spotlight, so to speak. Not that it's any great shakes or a lot of fun. But the story that had come out after she said she was going to sell Camp Casey was that a slime ball down here in our neck of the woods by the name of Howard Kaloogian and his horrid group Move America Forward, tragically or comically named, it's like Lurch America Backward is a little more accurate.
Yeah.
Melanie Morgan, Mark Williams, Slime Fest, the folks who did the anti-Cindy caravan. They're just absolute right-wing slime peddlers, and they were going to try and sell Camp Casey and turn it into their own bizarre monument to killing more troops. So it's going to Bree and not them. That's
it's really good news. They had talked about bidding on it. Apparently, Cindy was originally talking about putting it up on eBay. But obviously she does not want it to go to those guys. And, you know, I mean, speaking of being in the eye of that storm, I was down there in Crawford, Texas in 2005. I was broadcasting every day. Actually, I was the only guy broadcasting every day, live on the ground in Camp Casey. And, I saw Cindy in the eye of that storm. It was extraordinary. And I was there that day when, I mean, it was literally 110 in the shade, when those Move America Forward folks brought their caravan on down. And I just saw, you know, some of the most extraordinary things and some of the most extraordinary attacks on not just Cindy, but anybody who was involved with Camp Casey. And I'm, you know, thinking of specifically, I've got, you know, these memories of these folks driving by, flipping the bird, specifically yelling out, you know, support the troops, and attacking these people for not supporting the troops as they saw it. But the fact of the matter is, the troops were in that tent in Camp Casey. There were, you know, it was filled with Iraq and Afghanistan vets, and certainly Korea and Vietnamese vets, and so people were there. Those were the troops, and it was rather extraordinary to see the attacks coming down on fellow Americans, you know, to support the troops when people who just got home from Iraq, many of them. It was extraordinary. So, yeah, sad to see her go a little bit in that sense, but I suspect she's not really going anywhere. She's going to step down, get some much well-deserved rest, and the peace movement will continue on no matter what. But you got to look back on 2005 and see that moment as really the defining moment, the beginning, as far as I'm concerned, of the peace movement, back when it was not fashionable or easy to come out and say the sorts of things that she was saying and do the things that she was doing.
Yeah, and she did it always from the heart, and I think that really is the key. That's what defines Cindy Sheehan in my mind. Now, Brad, and in the closing couple of minutes here in this segment, just to once again as a method of introduction, but you're talking about making those tough choices, and when something is unpopular or something is unreported, something is being ignored by the American public in general, you're one of the guys that's out there talking about it. And tell me about the way you've been knocking heads over the last couple of years on the issue of election integrity.
Well, as you know, I've been sort of on this beat since at least the early morning hours of 2004, trying to figure out just what the heck happened there. And as the years have now rolled on, and I've continued on this beat while so many other folks have, you know, turned their eye away, they're interested in whatever the story is of the moment, the real story is and always has been our electoral system. From the gaming of these voting machines to the purging of the voter rolls, and now as we're seeing, all of this is at the very heart of the U.S. attorney purge. And what we're seeing is this extraordinary politicization of the DOJ that was meant for nothing short of keeping Americans from being able to cast their vote. And when you combine that extraordinary attempt, and it was systematic, and it was well-funded and everything else. We can talk about that in a bit. But when you combine that then with the scandal that is ongoing concerning the voting machines, and frankly now what the Democrats are looking to frankly do with their so-called election reform bill, we've got a very serious problem here, and at least now people are beginning to recognize so much of what I've been reporting, driving people crazy, like you, driving you crazy with for 2 years. You know, people are realizing, wow, it actually matters, because this is the one thing that underscores everything else. If we don't get this one right, we can fight about all of the other stuff all we want. None of it matters. We've got to make sure that Americans can vote legally and have that vote counted accurately. And that's what we're up against. And it's a hell of a fight.
It is a hell of a fight, Brad. And when we come back here on the Air America Radio Network, we're going to give you a couple of these keys to the kingdom. If you've been tracking this Alberto Gonzalez story and all the different ups and downs, you know, there was a point at which I said that I thought the U.S. attorney scandal was like number 26 on my list of horrible things that the Bush administration had done. It moved right into my final four once I understood how all the pieces of the puzzle came together. It's Brad Friedman reporting. It's Greg Palast reporting. It's all combining. It's all coming to you on the Air America Radio Network next. Brad, hang on. Brad will take your calls. Line on up at 866-303-2270. Craig Elston in for John Elliott tonight on the Air America Radio Network.
You're tuned to the nation's progressive talk.
Learn it, know it, live it.
AirAmericaRadio.com.
This week on Ring of Fire, hats off to Bobby Kennedy and Greg Palast for the resignation of U.S. Attorney and Karl Rove Dirty Tricks operative Tim Griffin.
Most of the credit goes to Greg Palast, our old buddy, and he will join us to connect the dots on this week's show.
We'll also talk with Carl Bernstein about his new Hillary biography, A Woman in Charge, and then we'll talk about this last week's presidential debates.
Join us, Mike Papantonio, Bobby Kennedy, and David Bender on Ring of Fire this weekend on Air America Radio.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom87.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom87.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 87.com. Freedom87.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
I never really thought I needed to wear one, but thank God I wore it anyway.
My daughter insisted that I wear it. As it turns out, I'm really glad she did.
I am so glad I was wearing this.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But living alone comes with risk. What if you suddenly became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to your residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day.
This little pendant was a lifesaver.
For a free brochure, call 1-800-641-5353. That's 1-800-641-5353. Act now and receive a free smoke detector with 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-641-5353.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Get ready for a toll-free number to Associated Tax Relief. Associated Tax Relief has helped others settle their tax debt with the IRS for mere pennies on the dollar. Associated Tax Relief's accountants, attorneys, and tax preparers are experts at negotiating with the IRS to settle your debt and put an end to the letters, wage garnishment, and hassles. In fact, the IRS is offering you a one-time opportunity to pay your tax debt for less than what you owe. You owe it to yourself yourself to find out how you could save literally thousands of dollars on your tax debt by calling for a free consultation. There is absolutely no cost or obligation for this free tax consultation. Get the facts on how Associated Tax Relief can help you settle your debt with the IRS. Call now, 800-697-3052. Don't wait another minute. Call for your free consultation at 800-697-3052. That's 800-697-3052. 800-697-3052.
The Air Americans.
There's so much to talk about. The problem is how you talk about it. I mean, if you follow all the talking head shows right now, even Chris Matthews is now attacking George Bush. Well, you know what? We were doing that when it counted. So we're going to be talking about things before everybody else jumps on the bandwagon. You know, you got Joe Scarborough jumping on the bandwagon. We're going to stay ahead of the bandwagon.
Mike Papantonio, Bobby Kennedy Jr., David Bender, Laura Flanders. Hosted by Mark Riley on Air America.
This is your home for progressive talk. AirAmericaRadio.com.
You may find yourself. 22 minutes after the hour on the Air America Radio Network. Welcome back. Craig Elston filling in for John Elliott tonight. Coast to coast, 866-303-2270 is the number to use if you want to get through to the program. Continuing on with Brad Friedman from bradblog.com. And Brad, before the break, we talked about opening up the keys to how to look at this DOJ scandal, U.S. attorney scandal, the stacking of the Justice Department, the bench for that matter, and certainly U.S. attorney's offices with rove bots willing to do the GOP election machine's bidding. And it's been fascinating to me reading your blog and just seeing all the reporting that's come out, how every time you open the door on this thing, every time you look into one of these attorneys, you find another example of voter suppression, of trying to rig the vote, of trying to do something to keep the GOP in power.
Have turned the DOJ into an arm of the Republican Party, period. And, of course, the Republican Party happens to be corrupt, is willing to break the law, and to do whatever they have to do to win elections. That's exactly what the DOJ has done. Now, you know, it's quite a big puzzle here, so I understand that it's hard for people to wrap their brains around. It's been hard for me to wrap my brain around what's going on here. But essentially what you've got inside the U.S. attorney purge is, well, you've probably heard it referred to as voter fraud, the voter fraud issue. Now, mind you, voter fraud is different from election fraud. Voter fraud is what the GOP claims is being done. They claim there's massive Democratic voter fraud, and the right. fact of the matter is there isn't. You know, one study after another has come out showing that there just is not an epidemic of Democratic voter fraud, and in fact, one study was created by the U.S. Elections Assistance Commission at the very same folks who are trying to push forward this idea of voter fraud, and they came back with the results that, well, there really isn't much, if any, in this country. And so, of course, they tried to bury that report, and it's taken months, it took months, to get that actual report out. So, voter fraud, not a problem. The voters are doing fine. Leave them alone. It's election fraud that is a problem, which is the systematic gaming of elections, whether it's gaming the administration of elections, pushing people off of the voter rolls, or gaming the voting machines and so forth. That's a very real problem. The voter fraud problem is non-existent, but you wouldn't know it because there was a systematic and very expensive effort to create this notion that there is this voter fraud going on, and they went to the extent of creating phony grassroots groups, one in particular called the American Center for Voting Rights that I've been reporting on for about 2.5 years, and finally now that reporting is being picked up by the mainstream media. NPR covered it this week. Murray Watts had a great article in National Journal last week on this. And it was one of these phony voting rights groups that was, guess what, created by the National General Counsel for Bush Cheney 04 Inc., fellow by the name of Thor Hearn. and his
old Thor, a regular face on Brad Blog.
Oh yes, we love Thor, don't we? And his partner, of course, in crime was a fellow by the name of Jim Dyke, who was the communications director at the RNC. This American Center for Voting Rights was supposed to have been a nonpartisan voting rights group. And, of course, they had a $1 million budget. No one knows where it came from, and they've been putting out propaganda for 2.5 years claiming there's a massive epidemic of Democratic voter fraud. That was the scam there. Inside the DOJ, then, they were trying to push forward indictments for voter fraud and trying to get states to knock people off the voting roll, saying that they were dead, dead voters and everything else. And in one place up in Michigan, for example, a story recently came out. They had purged all sorts of voters from the voter rolls because they were dead or registered elsewhere. Well, 400 of those dead people called in to complain when they found out they had been knocked off the voter rolls.
John Merrill was right. It is the dawn of the dead.
That's right. So all of this was about giving the impression that there was this voter fraud going on. They would bring indictments, and when they wouldn't bring indictments, these were the attorneys that were pushed out. And all of it was, ultimately they're still doing this. They're pushing for these voter ID laws, which will basically disenfranchise anywhere from 10 to 30 million Americans who don't have photo ID.
We'll talk about in a second vote caging.
Right.
Brad is going to take your phone calls at 866-303-2270. If any of this stuff in the last half hour has stuck a bug in your ear, go ahead and give us a call. Craig Elston filling in for John Elliott. We're rolling now, 27 past the hour on the Air America Radio Network. Your calls and Brad Friedman continue next.
This is your home for progressive talk. AirAmericaRadio.com.
The Lionel Show.
I can't believe that in this year, 2007, we are actually debating the pros and the cons of torture. The Eighth Amendment in our country prevents cruel and unusual punishment. The execution of a prisoner here is not in violation of the Eighth Amendment. Well, shouldn't something short of killing be acceptable, like torture? Many people, believe it or not, are arguing that point.
The Lionel Show on Air America.
Every day, people get into serious debt, but I have a proven program that will get them out. I'm Ted Brower, president of Debt Settlement USA. If you have over $12,000 in credit card bills, you may be one paycheck away from serious financial problems. Before your situation gets any worse, call Debt Settlement USA. We can negotiate reductions with your credit card companies so that you will owe less, and we'll show you how to get rid of your debt without bankruptcy and without taking out another loan. Whether your financial hardship is due to divorce, medical bills, or loss of income, Debt Settlement USA can help. Your call is confidential, and there is no obligation.
Call 1-888-369-4466. That's 1-888-369-4466. If you have over $12,000 in credit card bills, find out how Debt Settlement USA can help you. Call 1-888-369-4466. That's 1-888-369-4466.
Shocking weight loss breakthrough. Do you qualify for the Slim Seduction Diet Pill Study? In a strange twist of events, a group of desperate housewives were recruited to try a new passion pill and healthy lifestyle plan. And not only did they report a sizzling new spark in their love lives, but unexpectedly, they also lost an extraordinary amount of weight. Just listen.
Hi, this is Marie Seibel. I lost 30 pounds with Slim Seduction at age 64. I feel friskier than I did in my 20s.
Hi, I'm Tina from Charleston, West Virginia, and I lost over 20 pounds and 20 inches with Slim Seduction. Now I feel sexier than ever, and my husband can't stop complimenting me.
Slim Seduction is hot and in high demand, but it's not available in stores. If you hurry, you can try to qualify for it online as part of a market research study, but participation is extremely limited. For details and to see amazing before and after pictures, visit slim23.com. Remember slim23.com. That's slim, then the number 23.com.
Are you way over your head? Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000, maybe even more in credit card bills? Want to get out of debt? Gather those bills and let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Here's our number. 800-379-9127. 800-379-9127. If you're behind in paying your medical bills, your personal bills and loans, and you've been on the receiving end of one collection call, and you want to stop those calls immediately, call Care One Credit Counseling Services for a consultation and debt analysis. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their monthly payments. If you're over your head in debt, gather your bills right now and call Care One Credit Counseling Services for your consultation, debt analysis, and licensing information. Here's the number. 800-379-9127. 800-379-9127. 800-379-9127.
Air America's Randy Rhodes.
Karl Rove's chief of staff didn't want any of their documents to be recoverable under the Presidential Records Act, so they decided they would use the Republican National Committee servers, the email servers. And it turned out they were caging minority soldiers stationed overseas, homeless shelters, too. But morons that they are, they got caught.
The Randy Rhodes Show on Air America.
If you think running your own business is too difficult, think again. Cindy V used to clean houses for a living. In only 8 months of working at home with HomeBiz82.com, she now makes over $20,000 a month.
I actually made about $1,200 my very first month in the business. Obviously now it's well over 10 times that.
Tori came from the corporate world, working over 10 hours a day. Now she works from home and makes over $15,000 a month with just a few hours at her computer. Linda always wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, and because of HomeBiz82.com, she now makes more than $10,000 a month.
I have a business that allows me to be a full-time stay-at-home mom. I can work from home and actually bring in a six-figure income.
So, find out how you can earn a full-time income working part-time at home. Just log on to HomeBiz82.com.
Order your free, exciting DVD that gives you all the details.
There's no cost or obligation, shipping not included. Log on to HomeBiz82.com right now. That's HomeBiz, the number 82.com.
People can't stop talking about the remarkable results they get with their Bowflex Tread Climber machine.
I lost over 20 pounds working out on the tread climber.
I've lost almost 10 inches off my waist.
The Bowflex Tread Climber machine combines the stepping motion of a stepper with the walking motion of a treadmill. It's the low-impact way to burn up to twice the calories of a treadmill at the same speed.
It's really strengthened my core, my abs, and there's no impact on my joints.
Call 1-800-228-3773 for a free informational DVD. That's 1-800-228-3773.
I'm in better shape now than I was 20 years ago.
Get a Bowflex Tread Climber machine for no money down and payments as low as $24 a month.
I'm 40 and I am in the best shape of my adult life.
Be lean. Be fit. Be Bowflex. For a free DVD, call 1-800-228-3773. That's 1-800-228-3773.
On approved Bowflex credit card purchases, call for details. Individual results vary.
You're tuned to the nation's progressive talk, AirAmericaRadio.com.
Minutes past the hour on the Air America Radio Network. Welcome back. My name's Craig Elston, filling in here in San Diego, California for John Elliott on The John Elliott Show. This is America. Broadcasting from the AM 1360 KLSD studios coast to coast tonight. Brad Friedman is our guest right now on the show. And if you have a question for him, we've got a couple people lined up for you, Brad, at 866-303-2270. You know, every time I have you on, I feel like I'm building the clubhouse. You know, you want to have a good floor. You want to have a firm foundation. And we're kind of laying down the planks here for folks who may not or maybe new to the party on some of this information. And, you know, I talked a lot in the first hour, Brad, about accountability, about the accountability moment that this country needs desperately and has not had and seemingly is not going to have, and I hope that changes. But I think so much of this is interconnected. A lot of this information has been out there for years, and that's the frustration, is guys like you have been reporting on these problems for years and years, and it just seems like now that the wheels are starting to grind to get that information actually acted upon for someone besides you and me and millions of others to be outraged about.
Well, no, you're absolutely right, and it is frustrating because it is such an enormous story, and there are so many facets and elements to it. That you're right, because it's not being reported elsewhere, very few people, look, I'm happy to say that, Talking Points memo, Josh Marshall has picked up on, yes. At least one aspect of this story. That's refreshing because for so many years, even the progressive blogosphere was not picking up on this issue. And it was just, regarded, concerns about the voting machines and what happened in Ohio and so forth was regarded as conspiracy theory when in the meantime, as bradblog.com readers know, there is so much evidence, documented evidence for exactly what's going on here. So it makes me crazy. I almost certainly expect the mainstream corporate media by now to not pick up on issues like this that are that important. But when even the progressive blogosphere in so many ways refuses to deal with this issue or just is afraid to or doesn't know how to, I mean, heck, over at the Daily Kos, they had banned people who were talking about what happened back in Ohio.
Right, because they had the book out and they wanted to promote that, thinking forward, breaking down the gates, whatever.
Well, this was long before the book came out. So the fact that there was, people were even afraid to discuss these things, much less, when you read a report at Brad Blog, we're going to have the documented evidence. And because I always tell people, look, don't trust me. But similarly, don't trust the New York Times and don't trust the AP. When I try to report something, I try to give you the independently verifiable evidence. And boy, it's coming in spades right now, that's for sure.
And Brad, when you come into this type of obstacle, what happens is that good reporters with good intentions start teaming up and working together. And a huge story that came out about a week ago now was Greg Palast, who you have had posting several big stories on your blog at bradblog.com. Greg finally got to meet with John Conyers and hand over some of those vote caging lists. And to me, this is one of those golden keys. I had that as the tease going into the bottom of the hour break, talking briefly about voter caging. What is it? What are we talking about?
Well, we originally had this story back prior to the 2004 elections, but we've got emails from Tim Griffin, who people may now know because he was Karl Rove's right-hand man. He was working on the Bush-Cheney campaign back in 2004, and he was one of the first U.S. attorneys that was put in place when Bud Cummins, the U.S. attorney from Arkansas, was pushed out. They put in Tim Griffin there. And back in 2004, the emails came out that he had, and it was errantly sent to georgewbush.org instead of georgewbush.com, which was the
Whoopsie.
Official website. Yeah. And he's got lists of caging lists, and it actually says on the email, caging list. Now, caging is the practice of sending certified registered mail to voters and requesting a return back, and when they don't return that mail, you then use that information to challenge the voter's right to vote. You try to get them pushed off of the voting rolls, or you challenge them at the polls on election day. This is exactly what they did in 2004. The letters that we have were sent in Florida, and they were targeting, you'll not be surprised, minority voters in Florida,
yep.
Homeless people, and even most insipidly of all, they were targeting troops who were overseas fighting in Iraq. So, yes, they were not able to return their registered mail to say, yes, I'm here. Now, the practice is illegal, highly illegal. It's a felony, in fact. And when the Republicans were caught doing this back in Louisiana in the early 80s, they went to court, and they ended up signing a consent decree that they would never do it again. Apparently, they were just kidding.
Well, I don't think Rove signed that.
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
Rove's like, my signature ain't on that, man.
Right, so he did
That's
it.
All them, that's not me.
That's it, right. And they did it in 2004, and this is how they knocked people off the voting rolls. They did this all over the place, and of course, this guy ends up being made a U.S. attorney, incredibly enough. So Palast has been trying to get the word out on that. He's been reporting it. I've been reporting it. And finally, when Monica Goodling testified 2 weeks ago to the U.S. House Judiciary Committee, she mentioned the fact that Tim Griffin was involved in vote caging, and not a single the Congress member on that panel seemed to understand what it was. Only one asked about it at all in even a cursory fashion, and they really didn't have a clue, which tells you something, since these stories were reported already by folks like myself and Palace 2 years ago, yes. 3 years ago now. So the good news is Palace was scheduled to meet with Conyers last week for an interview anyway, and they discussed this caging information, and as it turns out, Conyers had already requested all of those emails and documents from the BBC, because that's where Palast reported it originally, was via the BBC. He does reports for them. The BBC picked it up back then, but nobody in the American mainstream media thought it was notable, and nobody in Congress did either.
Clearly, Brad, there was some blonde girl that was kidnapped at that point in time that we had to focus on. Maybe Paris was just running her car into a, wrapping it around a pole at that point. She hadn't been in prison yet. So, you know, there's always something else important to talk about.
You're right. There were more important things going on at the time than the future of our entire world, frankly, because it all hinges on who the guy who sits in the White House.
And you know, I was devastated when Jordan won instead of Melinda on American Idol.
I know you were. I know. I know what you're thinking. I know where your mind is. The good news is that just after Conyers, and this is what happens when people, you know, try to get some accountability here, just after Conyers asked the BBC for those documents, Tim Griffin ended up resigning the next day.
Yeah. Coincidence, I think not. See, this is just one of the back doors.
So there's a lot of folks here with some real dirty hands caught in the cookie jar here. Now the question is, how far is Congress going to go to continue to tell the story, and then once they do, what the hell do they do about it? Ask the DOJ to prosecute? Good luck.
That's the key to the machine, of course, Brad.
Yeah.
And as you've reported, and as we kind of put this all together, the overarching intent, voter suppression, bogus voter fraud cases, stacking the U.S. attorney's offices with operatives who are willing to take forward the indictments based on the trumped-up evidence that the right-wing think tanks are generating for grist for the mill. All of this has the overarching implement of that's when they call Rove the architect, that's what he built. He didn't build any brilliant political ideology. He's not a political genius. He's a crook. And he did it by putting together a criminal enterprise that would maintain power. Now, there are two important planks to that, and here's where Karl Rove's non-genius, in my opinion, came out, and I'm going to use this to blend you into the calls here, Brad, because he did all this work on the front end, on the offensive end, but he didn't do much work on his defense, on the back doors and covering his trail. And that's why I implore these Democrats that are in charge and have subpoena power to start using that subpoena power and go through these back doors. The defense isn't very good. This stuff is going to get played out for the entire nation to see. And that's where maybe that accountability moment happens.
That's the only way that's going to happen is if they bring some sunshine to all of this. They have to continue doing it, because I'll tell you, Craig, I think we are, as bad as this all is, I suspect we are only seeing the very tip of the iceberg.
To some phone calls. 866-303-2270. Calls for Brad Friedman from bradblog.com. Starting right here on KLSD in San Diego, it's Pat on the Air America Radio Network. Hi, Pat.
Hi, Craig and Brad. It's so nice to talk to you. I'm just very appreciative of what you're doing for everyone.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask Brad, I know we've got this big controversy on the Holt bill, and I'm really desperate. I'm very desperate, as I know lots of people are. And I want everyone out there to know, if you do not get involved in elections and trying to clean up our elections, you're going to be sorry, because everything hinges on our having a real election. And I'm afraid, I don't know if we've had any real elections. But Brad,
thanks for the question. I know exactly what you're talking about. The election reform bill is what Pat was bringing up, Brad, and that's one of the topics you touched on recently. This is something you've been reporting on a long time, and I thought the Congressman Holt from New Jersey was on your side. What's the latest on this?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of good stuff in Holt's bill. It's called H.R. 811, and in fact, I was asked throughout the drafting of the bill to contribute to it, and I was able to get some important language and provisions into that bill. But ultimately, the bill has a lot of flaws in it, and one of them, as far as I'm concerned, is so dangerous that it should easily keep this thing from being passed. And that's and certainly important to Pat down there in San Diego, because what this bill will do, it's deceptive, it's dishonest, it claims that it's a paper ballot bill, but it is not. It is going to allow for the continued use of DRE, as we call them, direct recording electronic, touchscreen voting machines. And what people need to understand is even if you add a so-called paper trail to those machines, and down in San Diego, of course, they've got paper trails on the machine, here's the dirty little secret. Those paper trails are never counted. So if you bother to look at your paper trail, if you bother to verify it and you make sure it's correct, it doesn't matter, because what is counted is the electronic ballot inside the machine that no human being can ever verify, can ever make sure that it's correct. So incredibly, these guys are allowing these touchscreen voting machines, despite the fact that they know how dangerous they are, that they don't allow a voter to verify their vote before it's cast and counted, which, by the way, is required by the Help America Vote Act. They're very accessible to tampering and hackable and everything else. And also, when they break down, as we saw week after week during the 2006 election cycle, people simply can't vote. That doesn't happen with the paper-based ballot system. So I've been urging them to change that, to amend it, to get rid of these godforsaken touchscreen voting machines. And, they're not doing it. And it has a lot to do with one of the main supporters, one of the main lobbyists for this bill is People for the American Way. And they're generally...
I was just going to ask you, who's the lobbyist behind this? Because this just stinks of money.
It's... thinks of to high heaven, and frankly, People for the American Way is the number one group behind it. They generally do good work here, but they are completely out of line here. And what people don't understand is that actually PFAW, People for the American Way, they actually advocate in favor of touchscreen voting machines instead of paper ballot systems, which is just extraordinary to me. And I've talked with all of the folks at People for the American Way, with Ralph Neese, their executive director. I've met in person.
What's the rationale, real quick? What's the rationale?
They claim that voters with secondary, with the language minority voters, people who don't speak English as their second language, are better served by touchscreen voting machines. There is no
science. Not if the votes aren't counted properly.
There's no science to that whatsoever. And all they claim is, well, I've been in thousands of polls, Brad, and I've seen them. These voters are happier using touchscreens than paper ballots. And I say, would they be happier if they knew that their vote was not being accurately counted? And
exactly.
It's really a scam.
Joyce and Barbara, hang on. Your questions for Brad real quick. We're going to push him for one last segment here. Take a time out so we have a real segment on the other side of the break. Filling in for John Elliott tonight on the Air America Radio Network. My name's Craig Elston. Your phone calls at 866-303-2270. Next, it's 48 past the hour.
You're listening to the nation's progressive talk. AirAmericaRadio.com.
Hello, friends. Reverend Welton Gaddy here, and this weekend on State of Belief, what does Hillary Clinton pray about? What is John Edwards' biggest sin? Well, the question I really want answered is, why did CNN talk to three presidential candidates about their piety instead of having a real discussion about faith and politics? We'll see if one Democratic faith consultant can answer that. That's State of Belief, this weekend, Air America Radio.
I have an important question for you. Is stress ruining your life? Simple everyday stress can cause you to feel overwhelmed, moody, or angry. Stress can interfere with your sleep, and literally make you sick. If everyday stress is making you miserable and you're ready to do something about it, there is a natural alternative. It's called Proloftin, the dietary supplement that works with your body's own natural stress-fighting systems to reduce stress, help you regain focus, and promote a sense of relaxed calmness. Proloftin is the most powerful, safe, all-natural anti-stress support you can get without a prescription. We're so certain Proloftin will reduce your stress that we'll send you a one-week supply to try for yourself. Absolutely free. You just pay for shipping. To get your free Proloftin, call 888-QUIET-85. That's 888-QUIET-85. This free offer is limited, so don't delay. Call 888-QUIET-85.
The secret to business success is doing one thing better than your competition. We're General Steel, and what we do better than anybody else is help expanding businesses and organizations grow with a new steel building. And we'll save you up to half the cost and half the time of conventional construction. If you're ready to grow and you want to learn how a steel building, get this, with a 50-year structural warranty can be part of your plans, call General Steel right now for a free quote. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. Get the General Steel team of experts on your project right now to help turn your dream into a reality fast and save you money. Call right now. Don't wait for a free quote. Here's the number. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295.
If you need health insurance for you and your family, you need to know about the Health Markets family of companies, a leading direct provider of health insurance to consumers like you nationwide. When you trust us for your health insurance, we cover your back and save you money.
Call 800-370-5322, 800-370-5322.
Take control of your health insurance today with a company with over $1 billion in assets, 24 years experience, and over 1,000 employees dedicated to serving your health insurance needs. Call Health Markets today, and a local agent will give you a free health insurance quote.
Here's the number, 800-370-5322. 800-370-5322. Write this number down now, 800-370-5322.
Insurance plans provided by the MegaLife and Health Insurance Company, North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file.
This is the Young Turks.
This outrageous comparison between Vietnam and Iraq, Bush is so far mangled that his answers are, well, you know, Iraq has a constitution, Vietnam didn't. Is he absolutely positive Vietnam didn't have a constitution? You know, I'd love to look that up.
Vietnam had a north and south, Iraq doesn't, labeled on a map.
Right, I mean, it has the Kurds, the Shiites, and the Sunnis.
He said that Vietnam had a draft and we have a volunteer army now. There's a difference, yes. He nailed it.
The Young Turks on Air America Radio.
You're listening to the nation's progressive talk, AirAmericaRadio.com.
The straight skinny on this segment, 53 past the hour. We got 4 minutes and change. We have three callers that want to talk to Brad. We have Brad online. So my advice to everyone, brevity is the soul of wit. Let's start with Joyce in Nashville, Tennessee, on Air America with her question for Brad Friedman. Hi, Joyce.
Hi, how are you?
Thanks
for
taking
my
call.
I'm very passionate about this. I registered about 250 people in New Orleans before I evacuated, and towards the end of the whole thing, I wondered if their vote would really count. But my question is about vote by mail. I went and saw a presentation, and they used Oregon as a model.
Yeah.
And every question that we asked, they had an answer for. And so I'm just interested in your perception about vote by mail.
Well, are you in favor of it or against it?
They were for it.
Oh, they were for it. Well,
very much so, for so many reasons.
I'll try to answer quickly with the clock running out here. But basically, vote by mail is great if it's your only choice to get a paper ballot. But what people have to remember is that those paper ballots that you send in by mail are also counted by software tabulators, computer tabulators that count your vote with secret software that you can never make sure it's accurate. The good news is you've got a paper ballot. One actually exists. People can go back if there's any questions and count it, which they cannot do with the touchscreen machine. The only reason the system works as well as it does in Oregon is because they've got a great Secretary of State who makes sure that it's done right, but it's not in the law, and I would say we have a long way to go before we want to use that across the country, because speaking of voter fraud, that is where it happens more than anywhere else, is with absentee voting, unless, of course, you're Ann Coulter, and she actually committed voter fraud down in Florida, but we don't have time for that.
Yeah, and for the activists in the community listening right now, open source software, that's a policy angle you can pursue to try and open this up. Barbara in San Diego next for Brad Friedman. Barbara, you're
on the air. Hi,
Brad. Hey, Barbara.
I'm on.
Go ahead. You're on the air. Hi, Barbara.
Hello. Hi, Brad.
Hi there.
I'm getting some really bad feedback.
Yeah, your cell phone's crapping out there, Barbara. We'll put you back on hold. Let me jump to John in Tucson, Arizona here. 2 minutes left in the segment. John, you're on the air.
I think that's Tucson there, Greg.
That is correct. It is Tucson. Hi, Brad.
You know why? It's spelled like the Tuscany region on my screen.
I make the
it's
mistake.
A little late for me, too.
I
you mean Tucson? Is that
time.
A city in Arizona? Do they have, like, a school there or something? John, what's up, man?
Well, just one quick question I got for you is that, you know, this U.S. attorney story, you know, we had a lot of caging happen in the 2004 election here, but the big thing is that, you know, if you put a timeline together, you remember Nathan Sproul? I mean, he got in trouble first, then they went after Acorn, if you put a timeline together, and Nathan was $8.3 million.
Nathan was the Republican operative who was actually tearing up Democratic voter registrations, and of course then they went after the more liberal group Acorn, who was not doing anything of the kind. In fact, they were helping to root out voter fraud. Is that our friend John Brakey from Tucson?
Sure is.
John is a hero down there, and they are on the verge of something absolutely extraordinary. They've got some court cases that are showing what seems to have happened down in Pima County in Tucson, that they were actually printing out results of early voting and absentee voting before the election, which is highly illegal, so that then they could target voters. And now we're beginning to see, because of John's great work, that this may have happened in Ohio and other important places around the country.
Follow this story and more at bradblog.com. Hanging out late for us from L.A., Brad Friedman. Thanks for the time, my friend. Keep up the good work.
Always my pleasure, my friend. Take care.
All right, we'll be back. We're going to bounce around in the last hour of the show. I'm Craig Elston, filling in for John Elliott. Phone calls throughout the next hour on the Air America Radio Network.